It looks like I'm stuck in between a soda. I look like I'm in a Sprite. Lights. Oh, Susan. The Shashin. Can I have the Shashin, please? Shashin. Ow. Ow. Stupid silk. It's a new silk. I gotta get it dirty. Loner ain't here. He's mad. Loner got an attitude. I wasn't able to make it yesterday. You want to know why? Because yesterday it was raining. And you know what happened when it rained yesterday? I fell asleep. Again, still doing the corporate thing. Look, there he go. There he go. All right, cool. Look. Hey. Yeah. Dom DeMarco. That's what's up. Thanks for being here, Doug. All right. I'm good now. My boy's in the building. All right. What's going on, beautiful people? I apologize for yesterday. I fell asleep. It was cloudy. It was melatonin or some shit in the clouds, and that was it. The melatonin put me down. I apologize. Nah, but I'm good now. I'm rested, well rested, and I'm back. Listen, it's difficult to come up with good topics when all this election shit's going on, and I want to cover it. We got to talk about the boy Trump. We're going to get into these topics. Let's just start recording the show, and I'll tell you guys what we're going to cover. As a matter of fact, we got to change that. I don't like doing that anymore. But let's rock. Let's play some music, and then I think Friday will be coming in differently. I just don't like doing this whole song thing. I don't like it. We're going to change things because I'm tired of getting copywritten flagged or copy flag written.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time, bro.
This is the Empire.
The best. I am on the best.
No slave.
Hey, this is Calvin Klein. It look nice. It's soft.
Let's go.
Does it look soft? I'm trying to wear things that look soft.
Imp.
Lavo.
Lavo.
And it's still no sleep.
No.
Trying to live out my dream.
Yeah. Started out with a team.
Huh?
And that was just me.
Empire to the death of me.
Yeah,
I guess I'm out here reaching my destiny.
Okay. Started off with an epiphany.
Man.
Now I could drop 100 bands.
At Tiffany's, yeah.
Still Tim's in the white tee.
Yeah.
Still me and wifey.
Couple stores and I might be buying malls. Oh, my bad. I don't even got a top on this. What is wrong with you? Animals. Oh, shit. That's funny. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. Loner just said my shirt looks stolen. I hate you, Doug. You almost made me spit. Pause. That was wild. What's going on, baby, people? My bad. Welcome back. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Sabian Livo. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. We are live from Las Vegas. I will be your host with talent on loan from God. I want to change the way we do the intro. Maybe no more music and just getting right into the topics. Maybe something like behind that. But first and foremost, we're going to get into some local Las Vegas news. We'll cover a local hometown hero. I'm proud of him. We'll definitely get into that. Excuse me. Goddamn. Right, especially right when the show starts, right? Rent-A-Center is selling Jordans. We'll talk about that. Let's recap the UFC fight. It was an awesome fight. I actually enjoyed myself, but it wasn't the outcome. I have hiccups right when the show starts. I was just fine. Okay, Trump just won New Hampshire. I think he's like still winning. It's not done, is it? Either way, last time we checked, it's a Trump wave. Just get used to it. Trump's here to stay. How many more felonies they gonna put on his jacket and he gonna still be here? We'll talk about it. Wrestling's coming to Netflix. I think this is a big, big deal. I don't watch wrestling anymore. Maybe this will get me into it. I doubt it. But hey, either way, Raw's going to be on Netflix. Timu is... Did you see that? Timu is using a tax loop to sell their items here cheaper, which is actually pretty interesting. It's the same tax loop that Shein and other dropshippers use. Dropshipping is difficult, so I don't understand how dropshippers are able to make money when competition is so stiff. You're damn near giving shit away. I'm not sure how you get a profit generated from a $1.60 item. But hey, what do I know, right? I'm just a podcaster. And a fake Las Vegas attorney got arrested. This is fucking amazing. We'll definitely talk about that. Always good Vegas news. And remember, the intro is written by ChatGPT. We do the show. Keep it simple around here, okay? Let's definitely have a good time. Okay, we're having a good time. Thank you for being here. This is episode freaking no way. Episode 483. This is episode 483. I'd like to say thank you for being here. Always, it's an amazing time. Yesterday was Mental Health Mondays, and on Mondays, to be honest with you, it's been just time of reflection and time of just getting to it. There's no doubt that this year is a challenging year, but this year is also going to be a prosperous year for those that work hard. So I encourage you to continue pushing. Don't ever stop. This is one of those things that you cannot just give up on. And when I say this, whatever your this is, that thing needs you to continue to keep doing and keep changing and make it better and better until that thing is your thing and it just becomes the thing. You know what I'm saying? Work hard on your thing. That's a real thing. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense, right? Listen, if you're picking up a new hobby this year, I suggest golf. I'm trying to start a golf club. Is that a thing? I don't know if that's a thing. I want to have like a couple dudes. So, okay. Hold on. Let's get into the intro, then let's get into the show because I got a bunch of stories to get into. Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo Show. In this episode, we're celebrating Tobin Motorsports. Their remarkable achievements in 2023, being number one. Get ready for an exciting lineup, including a Rent-A-Center exclusive with Jordans. They're selling Jordans. Thrilling recap of the UFC fight this weekend featuring Sean, my boy Sean, and Duplessis. And the latest scoop on Trump's victory in New Hampshire. We'll also dive into the sizzling drama of the no walking in Las Vegas law. You can't walk in Vegas. We'll talk about it. Raw is coming to Netflix. I think that's pretty interesting. I still think that that's going to be a big, big deal later on. We'll see where that really takes Netflix. Let's explore the intriguing world of tax loops, because those are always fun. But I've always been interested to know how these companies do make money. Nickel and diamond makes a lot of sense. And stay tuned for a jaw-dropping revelation about a fake attorney in Las Vegas. It's definitely a Kasabian Lavo show, and we're going to have an amazing time tonight. The fake attorney in Las Vegas, stick around. She's a doll. She's a doll. Just to be completely transparent, I never watched The Wire, ever. I didn't have cable in the early 2000s. I was actually doing the stuff they were doing in The Wire. I didn't even know that show was that good. I was turned on to The Wire, not by everybody's raving and ranting about The Wire, but simply because of this damn clip with, what is her name? Her name is going to slip me because she's not Snoop. It was Snoop. I believe her name is Snoop. And she's at a hardware store purchasing a nail gun. The whole conversation was so compelling. It made me go and start watching the show. Me and my wife are like 9 episodes deep. Like, we're dead. We're in The Wire. We're in the wire, Captain. It's more of a cop show than a hood show, but there's enough of each that I appreciate it. And I'm blown away. And I like when people from Baltimore say, you and pretty. I would have a stroke if I lived there because I wouldn't be able to keep up with that shit. And my ass would be Purdue and Purdue all over that, all that shit. Because that shit to me is so funny. I swear to God. Either way, Michael B. Jordan was adorable when he got shot. He's like, come on. I love you. And then they shot his ass in the head. That shit was terrible. Anyway, it's a great show. If you haven't watched The Wire, I guess that was a spoiler. I had to. No, that's the funniest part. Like, I want to know how come white people in Baltimore don't speak that way. I got to understand where this shit comes from. That is the craziest accent to me, is the Baltimore accent. But I am now watching The Wire, and I love it. I think it's awesome. It's inspired me to write for screenplays. Like, I would like to put some shit on paper. I really have to pull the trigger on an acting agent or some type of acting coach I think I need an agent first. I don't know what I want to do with that. I've only done this shit. But anyway, I want to get into TV. And this damn show is awesome. And I love it. It's just fun. I like watching it. I think it's a great watch. I've been completely blown away at how awesome It's well written. There's a lot of people. It feels like an old show. I don't know. I really like it. I'm glad I'm watching it. I would definitely want to get into the UFC recap. Sean Strickland had an amazing match against Duplessis. Unfortunately, Duplessis was the winner, and I do say unfortunately because I believe that Sean Strickland won that fight. That was an amazing UFC card, as all the other UFC cards have been. It's the top of the year. The UFC is definitely ramping up for UFC 300. I see a rematch for these guys at UFC 300 that I'm not sure if Dana saw, but this would be great for UFC 300. Give Sean back his fucking belt. Duplessis did not beat Sean. Sean had a cut. Sean says the cut came from a headbutt. I kind of believe him, but at the same time, I just don't think that those takedowns were enough to say that Sean Strickland lost the whole fight. The takedowns really weren't that impressive. I can say the legs did make it seem as if Duplessis was moving more or working more, but his hands weren't connecting. Every time he threw his hands out, he was catching them shits right in his mouth. He really wasn't able to do much with him. Sean was actually the much better fighter. I was very, very impressed at how well Sean was able to control the fight. No matter if he was on his back leg, he was in control. And I think he was in control majority of the time, but that's just me. Maybe I'm just a fan. Shout out to Sean Strickland. Sean, keep your head up, brother. That shit looked great to me. UFC 300, I hope you get your rematch, and I hope you get your belt back. I really do. Congratulations. Congratulations. To the GOAT. To the GOATs. Over, to the GOATs. It's a GOAT family. Tobin Dodge is a family-ran business that has grown into become a damn near West Coast or global staple, I should say. Tobin is huge. And what they've been able to do with their branding and with their business is second to none. They've been in this town for as long as I can remember. Shout out to Tobin, Dodge, Tobin Motorsports, Fiat. They're everywhere. Shout out to Josh and his sister both. Y'all have done an amazing job. And again, congratulations. That's Vegas royalty. These folks came out here and started doing what they do and never stopped. Josh, Chopper was a rapper. I tried to get him to sponsor my first album or my first mixtape before we got picked up. We were just shopping, trying to see who would pay for us to do shows. And I had bought a car from him. So I was like, yeah, maybe if I show him that I bought the car, he'll come fuck with us. It didn't work out that well. But anyway, shout out to Tobin. Shout out to them. I definitely appreciate what y'all have done for this town. I have bought many, many vehicles from you, and I'll be buying a few more. I'm in the market again. Seems like I'm buying cars all the time. My daughter got her license, and I got to get her a car, and it has to be safe. So most likely I'm going to get a Tesla because she needs something safe. My son will be 18, and he'll be getting a car soon. I got to make sure he gets something safe. I need something new. The wife needs something new. The family needs a new family car. We're busy out here. You know what I'm saying? Very busy out here. Again, it is a new year. Let's act like it. Damn, it's looking real 2023 sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just sometimes, not all the times. When I saw the ad for Rent-A-Center selling Jordans for $29 a month and the pair of Jordans come out to $1,000, I thought, wow, that is a genius idea. I will be doing the same thing. I'm going to sell sandwiches at the low, low price of $47 a day for the next 6 days, and you could pay me in payments. But I honestly, it just doesn't make any sense. Y'all keep buying the same shoes over and over, and the price gouging. Or the benefit to wear the fucking shoe without paying for it is beyond me, because they're going to get you. The down payment is going to have to be what the shoe costs, dummy. So you're going to pay them $250, $300. Ain't that what the shoe costs? And then you're going to start making payments on the interest? Bad idea. Rent-A-Center doing this honestly just shows you what type of business they're running, and they're pretty smart. They're aiming for a fucking target audience that they're gonna knock their heads off if they allow them to. But hey, that's business. That's business. All right. So we do have a couple stories for y'all. Like I said, we're getting into the politics. We gotta talk about politics. It's a thing. Got some music done. You know, I got to hang out with my son this weekend. We're working on a car. We're changing some motor mounts. I had to teach my son a valuable lesson in working on vehicles. And that is that no feelings when working on vehicles. You have to leave those inside. A loud voice or a, hey, get me this right away. Be careful, don't fall. Abruptly getting grabbed and moved so that you don't trip and bust your ass. It may be scary sometimes for the first time person that's in the garage and don't understand that when shit got to get. If it doesn't fit. And it's supposed to. Our job is to figure out why it doesn't fit. not to assume it doesn't fit and just look at it. My son didn't get that right away, which I know. I get it. You know, you're nervous, you're working with your old man, but it wasn't a bad experience. I thought it was an awesome experience, and I think that he needed to learn that day. And I hope that he does take this in stride. I mean, it was a lot for him, and I made sure that he took it in. Pause. You cannot be upset when the situation is not directed towards you. Or even when it wasn't even emotion. I just think that him being in the situation, one, it's high pace. When you have a car that's on jacks that has a motor that's now being supported by a jack, and you're trying to put things on and you're moving shit around, the last thing you want to do is freeze up. So when there's a problem, we need to approach the problem, attack the problem, and then continue on. He learned to get on his shit. But either way, it was a good time. We'll be doing the brakes and the shocks next. I would love to find those wide body fenders. If I could find those damn fenders, I'd throw them on. I'm looking for a 442. If anybody out there has a Cutlass 442, an Oldsmobile 442, it is a Cutty 442. Send that shit my way. I don't want nothing built. I want to build it myself, please. If you have one, if it's a drop top, oh my God. I'm asking for a gift. I ain't even asking y'all to keep. Find one of them shits and send it my way. No P.O. box, no Kizzy, no cap. I'm serious. I want a 442. And I want to get it. Damn, man, let me stop. Anybody out there that got some cars and they want to talk, nothing that's already made. I want to do it myself. I am looking for an 86 Mercedes-Benz, and I'm looking for an 86 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme with the Euro clip. The 442 I want right now. The Cutlass, the 86 Cutlass, I know I can find right now as well. But the 442, I need to put work into it. I kind of wouldn't mind a semi-done Oldsmobile. LS swap that bitch, throw a big-ass Tesla screen in it, maybe get some Gator seats in that bitch. I was thinking maybe this time really flip the color scheme. I want to go with something disgusting. I don't know. Anyway, cars are my car. If rap was what I was married to and the streets was my addiction, cars has been my fucking, my disgusting side life. You know how expensive car life is? Like building shit? We walked into the store just brakes and fucking motor mounts, standard shit, just maintenance. I'm not even building a race car. The mounts, I think they're like one level above OEM, but I mean, that's nothing. Brakes, ceramics, yeah, you go to the I can't say the best brakes, but yeah, you go with the better brakes. You don't want to just put anything on the fucking car. But that was $400 in 15 minutes. Like, he looked at me like, that's for us? Bless him. My son looked at the fucking register and went, Dad, what's that? We got to pay that? I said, yeah, we got to pay that. That's what the fuck that costs. That's life. Shit's expensive. He looked at me like, why are we paying so much for this? Because we have to. That was that. Again, we do have a couple of stories tonight. We are talking about politics. We have to. Politics is going on. It's definitely something that we need to cover. You can't walk in Las Vegas. Can't walk in Vegas. I'll tell you about it. First story is out of Politico. From New Hampshire, former President Donald Trump won the New Hampshire primary, tightening his grip on the Republican Party presidential nomination and setting up a bitter general election rematch. President Joe Biden. Trump's back-to-back wins in Iowa and New Hampshire make him the only non-incumbent Republican candidate in modern political history to win the first two nominating contests. It intensifies pressure on his last remaining major competitors, Nikki Haley, who's last to exit. But didn't she just lose New Hampshire to him? The contest now turns to Nevada, where Trump is running essentially unopposed in next month's caucus. From there, he'll head to South Carolina, where the polls show him with a wide lead. This is basically a Trump wave. If you are in the Las Vegas area and you happen to be on the Las Vegas Strip, it's a different place there. Please pay attention. Those bridges, those Las Vegas bridges have been very, very viral. They've had some viral moments. There's a lot of panhandlers, people that sell waters, there's people that sing, there's all types of shit. They have now made it illegal to stand on those pedestrian bridges. Those are walking bridges, and you will do so. You will walk across the bridge and go where you were going and fuck off. You will not sit there and stand bothering people with your bullshit. Stories out of Men's Journal. The Las Vegas Strip attracts millions of visitors every year thanks to the glitz and glam of Sin City and the bright lights that make the city the truly non-stop party shop. Yeah, it's disgusting. Men's health? Get nothing. If you find yourself on the strip, be sure to take it all in, but don't stop to take pictures. That's it. It's over. You want to take a picture? You better go take a selfie somewhere else. Not on the walking bridge. A new county ordinance takes effect January 16th that bans stopping, standing, or engaging in activities that cause another person to stop on certain parts of the strip. Tourists often stop on pedestrian bridges to take photos of the casino lights or watch street performers, but that practice could soon land you behind bars. Vegas is known for giving a lot of people jaywalking tickets and then ending up sending people to jail for jaywalking tickets. I've seen this shit happen. Now I can imagine people going to jail for standing on the pedestrian bridge. Nothing surprises me anymore. After F1 kind of saw it coming, F1 kind of made a statement and the shit stuck. The new law could charge people with a misdemeanor and you could face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for these actions. That is terrifying. Very, very much not a Vegas thing. This is very odd, but there's Vegas news that I wanted to share that I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but they've proposed red light cameras in Las Vegas and speed trap cameras. I don't care for the speed cameras. Those can go to fucking hell. Now, the red light camera in Las Vegas is necessary. I do find that people have run red lights now at a higher fucking clip than they've ever ran. And I don't feel safe. I'm being completely honest. You literally wait and they'll both run the fucking red. It's ridiculous. I'm not okay with it. I would like to see some changes. So a red light camera in Las Vegas would sound splendid. And I am 1,000% for it. Let's do what we can to get that in motion. Our next story is out of Reuters, and I find this very interesting. Wrestling was a big staple in my life. I have a video, VHS, that I recorded when they came here to Las Vegas. Raw came to Las Vegas, and I was wearing my Green Bay Packers starter jacket, and my arm just reaches out and taps Stone Cold. That's it. Just, Stone Cold. That's like I was like, Stone Cold, 316. Some stupid shit. That was cool. That was like one of the funnest things that I did as a kid because I got to record it. So it was like, oh, I was on WWE or WWF, whatever the fuck it was back then. Well, they've merged the deal over with Netflix, which is actually, to me, this is probably one of the best things that Netflix has ever done because they're putting themselves into the live streaming category. So this is very, very interesting. Stories out of Reuters. Netflix took a big step into the live events on Tuesday with more than a $5 billion rights deal that would make it an exclusive home to the World Wrestling Entertainment's Raw from January. That's amazing. This deal happened today in January 20, or excuse me, this deal is happening in January 2025, and it's a 10-year stretch. That deal was cut today, or at least announced today. It has a 10-year stretch from 2025, and do we get, all the... I want to know how it works. What do you get? Do the pay-per-views now come to Netflix? Are we going to have watch parties now? Can we do what Disney does? I'm not going to have my buddies come and watch with me. I don't understand. Tell me more. The 10-year partnership will put Raw on a streaming platform in the U.S., Canada, Britain, Latin America, among other territories. And the company said Netflix will also exclusively telecast outside of the U.S. all WWE shows and specials, including SmackDown, as well as pay-per-view live events such as WrestleMania and Royal Rumble. See, that's pretty dope. News of the deal sent shares of TKO Group Holdings, the parent firm of WWE, up 21% in early trading shares of the Netflix. In early trading, but the shares from Netflix stayed flat. TKO, remember earlier last year or middle of last year, TKO was the company that became of the WWF or WWE and the UFC merging together and becoming one big ass entertainment company. This is pretty amazing. They're cutting deals left and right. They gave The Rock his fucking name back. He has a merchandising deal. This might be the best thing for The Rock, is to go back into wrestling and just get the fuck out the limelight. Just play the character again, dog. Let Vince write this away. I have discovered Temu, and I'm addicted to Temu. Temu's like the 99 cent store in real life on my phone. Like the bigger 99 cent store, not like the regular 99 cent store you would go to by the house, but that one that didn't have a name and it just had a white sign over the top, that 99 cent store. Like the one where you found all the shit from As Seen on TV before it was As Seen on TV. That's what Temu is. And then the prices don't make sense. So I had to start doing some investigating because I'm nosy. How does a company sell items that cheap, turn a profit? How much can they be taking per item when you're spending $1, $3, free shipping? How are they getting away with this? Well, I found out there's things that they do with their shipping, and that's how they save not hundreds of thousands, but millions of dollars. Business Insider, as Shein and Temu grow their foothold in the U.S., analysts and lawmakers are paying close attention to both companies using the special tax rule that some say should be eliminated completely. The provision known as de minimis, is it de minimis? De minimis. Allows importers to avoid paying duty. Excuse me, what the fuck is a duty on tax of shipping or shipments? So it's just tax on your weight or the items? Probably should have dug a little bit deeper. Let me go back to it. It allows importers to avoid paying duty and tax on shipments that are going to individual consumers that are worth less than $800 in total. I got like $150 of shit from Temu the other day, and it was like 4 bags. Doug, it has everything. I have bought tools. I've bought outfits for my old lady. I got some things for the kitchen that make empanadas. I got a light for my Crocs. I got so much shit. I got toys. I got a 3D pen. Bro, and like honestly, the thing is, it's so fucking cheap that I feel like, why not? Like, it's so cheap, you literally just go, why not? Water guns, you know those water guns that Joe and them had? They sell the same water guns for $25. I got two of them guns. I got lasers. I've had a great time on Temu. Shippers usually de minimis. Also, I don't know if I'm saying this right. De minimis. Sounds like it's French, de minimis. Maybe it's Latin. Also, do not have to provide as much information to U.S. Customs and Border Protections as shippers use more of a traditional methods would. This is like a drop shipping like hack or something. Opponents of this rule argue that it creates an unfair competition and lack of depth and screening could allow for the imports of goods containing banned materials like cotton from, I don't know where that is, Pengjing, where forced labor is common. So to be honest with you, I've bought glass from this place. I have gotten technology, like computers from this, not computers, but I've gotten things that would require semiconductors and some type of CPUs in it. So it's not just like some rudimentary fucking tools. I've definitely gotten things that are worth money and they're so cheap that just go get it. Nothing's been broken. Everything's been what it says. I haven't been let down yet. All the outfits look great. They all fit. They're all true to size. Durags. I got like 40 durags for like $13. I think it was $9 for a pack of 10. Then I got a Dragon Ball Z durag with the Dragon Ball Z. What is the, not the stocking cap. What's the one of the girls wear? Bonnet. Dragon Ball Z durag with a Dragon Ball Z bonnet for $2. And then I got another, just like a plain durag, a pink durag with a pink bonnet for $2. Like, I can't be, honestly, I spent like $20 and got like 40 durags. I got bags of durags for dirt cheap. So the durags, one, they fit better than the ones from fucking Amazon. They fit better than the Bow Wow durags. They honestly fit better than the Habibi durags. Like, I'm blown the fuck away. Who gives a fuck? How would I not know Dragon Ball Z? I am 37, I think, or 38, whatever I am. Of course I know Dragon Ball Z. I was there for the conception of Dragon Ball Z. I'm supposed to know Dragon Ball Z. I put my kids on the Dragon Ball Z. That's how dope I am. What you talking about? Stop playing like you don't know Dragon Ball Z. You bugging. That's been a part of my life, basically my whole fucking life. Goku's a real person in my eyes. We can fight over it. I don't care. I don't understand how you have a problem with Dragon Ball Z like that. How are you not into Dragon Ball Z? You a nerd. I know you into some type of shit. What you like? Tell me you like... Hold on. You telling me because I'm old, I can't have a Dragon Ball Z durag? I'm trying to figure out how hip-hop is supposed to age. I'm wearing a cashmere sweater right now with a rosy durag. That's pretty hip-hop. You see what I'm saying? That's pretty hip-hop. I feel like you playing me. I really feel like you playing me. I don't understand, like, how is hip-hop supposed to dress? I be watching them old-ass rocker dudes wear leather jackets and them tight-ass t-shirts and them dusty-ass jeans and fucking ugly-ass boots their whole life, and nobody bats an eye. I don't like wearing suits and ties all the time, and I like wearing do-rags. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fly to Buffalo, and then I'm gonna come down to Secaucus or wherever the fuck you are, and I'm gonna knock your fucking bike over in the snow, bro. I swear to God, you're such an asshole. Nah, man, I think hip-hop grown is dope. Like, if the durag was a fucking Dragon Ball Z coach durag, no one would say shit to me. I don't know. Anyway, we got one more story. Let's get into it. Thank you for the back and forth. And I don't give a fuck if hip-hop's a young man's game, but we're aging. How are we supposed to age? I've never had that answered. This next story is near and dear to my heart. When stories are near and dear, they're usually some bullshit. So please get prepared for some bullshit. Stories out of 8 News Now. A woman is accused of pretending to be an attorney, accepting money from clients and forging judges' signatures. The 8 News Now investigators have learned. And I think they've done a fantastical job with this story. Las Vegas Metro Police accuse Senya, I think it's Pelusin. She's 36. Oh, she's my age. Maybe I should send her a... How are you young? You're like 46 years old yourself. You're as old as Ish. We should send her a card to see if we can get on the show. On Tuesday, after nearly 6 months of investigation, Pelusin was never licensed as an attorney in Nevada. Pelusin has posed as an attorney since at least January of 2022, police said, filing fraudulent documents for cases including divorces, name changes, and adoptions with the 8th Judicial District Court in Las Vegas. She's also created fake emails from current judges, fraudulently signed judges and clients' names, and used fake filing stamps on documents, police said. This is amazing. This lady was actually married to a cop, by the way. That's another story. We're going to cover this for a while. She pretended to be attorney. She pretended to be judges. She pretended to be police. She was just everything. She was a one-stop fucking shop. In one incident, she created a fake divorce document, leading a couple to believe that they were legally divorced, forging the signature of the judge and collecting nearly $1,500 from the couple. First off, she shot him low. She should have done better. In the text messages, when asked for documents, Pelusin appeared to express annoyance and replying, "I've been doing this for 16 years. She hadn't. When one of the parties in the divorce wanted to change their name, y'all stupid shit. When one of the parties in the divorce wanted their name changed, it did not occur promptly. Pelusin appeared to continue to make excuses, including that the judge committed suicide. She said the judge killed herself 2 or 3 nights ago. Sent her an email from the fake dead judge's desk. That's the type of people that we're dealing with. All you idiots that paid her. It takes 2 seconds to Google somebody and find out what they do. A fucking attorney? You think you cannot Google an attorney's number? Are you kidding me? What the fuck? What is wrong with you? You're getting divorced. Y'all don't like each other, so y'all want to get... y'all deserve each other if y'all go see a fake attorney for y'all divorce. Both of you dodos. None of y'all can grab the Google and check real fast and make sure this person legit. She said the judge killed herself. That would be in the fucking news. Don't you think? What are you talking about? There's like 16 judges. If one died, it'd be a big deal. Especially if you're going to court, maybe pay attention to who the judges are. Like, that's beyond me. But anyway, she's not a criminal in this. The people that accepted her services are the true criminals. This is why I believe in freedom of speech. People should be allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. Some people need licenses. Some people don't. Like her. She didn't need a license. She went out there and she just did it. She's a go-getter. Okay? She didn't let the system hold her down. She took... Oh, shit. I just realized that... This looks like some Palestine shit behind me or something. One of them flags, doesn't it? I did not mean to do that. I was just looking for colors that clashed. Well, I'm not participating in any of that talk. Anyway, shout out to the attorney that she wasn't, and the dead judge that she wasn't, and all the other things that she pretended to be. She's just a Jill of all trades. My name's Kasabian, and that is the show. We'll play some music like always. This is a great song. I think we had a good show. The non-attorney lady really made me excited. Y'all see my stickers? My baby got me these stickers from Team U. This stupid-ass sticker of Stanley and the Coogee made me want to go to Coogee. Is that your girl? Cause she I me. I got a few bad ones that really like me. But they be in the club way too much. I need a chick with a nightmare. Oh, Geller. Hey. Long nights, now you know. All right, y'all. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.